Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I just see so many people try and be this unattainable expert.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Like, you're not anybody, like, you are, everybody's magnificent, but connect with your audience. You're just human. Like, chat to people. The amount of people who, when I respond to their messages, they're like, oh my God, thank you so much for replying. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I'm a human. I'm not just going to leave you on read. I'm not some, like, massive high-level celebrity. And I'm like, I'm too busy for you. Like,
yeah.
Connect with people. Yeah. We are in a people business.
Yeah.
And especially with what everything that we do as coaches, as mentors, as course creators.
It's about changing behavior.
You are listening to the Chillpreneur Podcast, the place that we have vibey conversations with some of the most inspiring and mission-driven entrepreneurs, building digital businesses and creating history-making brands. Being a Chillpreneur means rebelling against hustle culture and proving that you don't need to sacrifice living a fun-filled, adventurous life to build a business that changes the world. Get ready to be inspired, have a laugh, and of course, meet some extraordinary people along the way.
Welcome to the Chillpreneur Podcast.
Hello, my friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Chillpreneur Podcast. I am obviously, as always, excited for today's episode, but also a little sad. I'm a little sad because this is the final episode in our first podcast tour series. Now, don't worry, that means absolutely nothing to you because we have a lot more exciting episodes coming up. But I don't know if you know, we are actually also putting these episodes on YouTube. And honestly, the video versions are such a freaking vibe. If you want to feel like you're just in the middle, sitting down, having a conversation with powerful women, then you definitely need to go and check out the video versions over on YouTube. I will leave the link below in the description. But we did a little podcast tour. We went to Queensland. So all of the different episodes that you've been listening to lately, this was actually our Queensland podcast tour. And today's episode with Kelly, the skin queen, is the final episode in this little series. But it's a really exciting episode because out of that little series that we did, this is the first one with a guest who we are actually welcoming back to the podcast. I sat down with Kelly, I think it was a year or maybe even 2 years ago, I don't know, but a little while ago, after she completed Simply Business, the Simply Business Academy. I spoke to her about her experience in Simply Business and some of the incredible six-figure results that she was able to achieve in such a short period of time. And we really dove deep into why she believed that happened. And she gave, honestly, just such a raw, real answer. And that was that the most important thing that she really focuses on is her audience, is her community. What do they want? What do they need? And we talked really in depth in that episode to really give you an idea about what you should truly be focusing on if you do want to achieve, you know, six figures in your first year or your second year of business. Now, Kelly has gone on to do incredible things. She has not only expanded her business, she really is an industry leader in the beauty space, in the cohabitation of the business and beauty space. I just think she is truly, truly leading. And now she is opening her first physical in-person business. It is called The Facial Bar. It is a boutique skin facial clinic. It is going to be an incredible experience and I'm so, so, so excited for her. But in this episode, we talked about her growth, her journey, and What I actually love about this episode is she still maintains so many of the same values and perspectives as she did a few years ago when we spoke, when she was just getting into her journey. However, now she is just doing that on a grander scale. And so you really do, between these two episodes, get to see the journey of someone who has built success quite quickly as well, but just maintaining the focus and the importance on community first, focusing on really understanding your audience, what they want, what they need. But we also go into some other really exciting topics, such as manifesting money and stepping into the next level version of yourself. I just absolutely love the way that Kelly teaches. Honestly, she has a way of both inspiring and motivating you while also keeping it simple. You know, not making the information so obscure that it then ends up overwhelming you. She has just such a direct, beautiful, real, raw, and honest way of communicating the truths of what it means to build an online business. So without further ado, I will not keep you too long. Let's jump into this episode. But I do just want to mention before we jump into this episode, if you have yet to jump into our Simple AF free masterclass, Simple AF six-figure free masterclass, then honestly, this is your sign to do so. Talking about keeping things simple in business and not overwhelming the process of what you need to do in order to reach your first six figures in business, this masterclass takes you through those exact steps to build your own personalized blueprint. You know, there's so many people online, and I see so many people online teaching business. And what I feel is actually lacking in this space is a lot of people are teaching very advanced concepts to people who are in the first or second year of their business. And what they're trying to do is just really just build the foundations and achieve their first six figures. My Simply Business Academy is the program that has taught people exactly what you need to focus on, those foundational needle moving activities, so that you can keep things simple and just take massive action. And this free masterclass is really an adaptation of that. You get to learn exactly what needs to go into building a six-figure business, the simple steps to building a six-figure business. If you are someone who is just getting started, or you've been in it a little while, but you still feel like you haven't quite cracked the code on what it takes to actually build a successful business, then this free masterclass is for you. All right, my love, let's jump into this incredible episode with Kelly, the skin queen. Kelly.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Chillpreneur Podcast.
I know, this is the second time. Had any of your other guests been on twice?
No, and I've been really excited to say welcome back this whole entire week that we've been filming. I was like, Kelly, get here quickly. Welcome back. Honestly, our last episode together is one of my most, like, highly conversated episodes. I get so much feedback on that episode because you just dropped bombs, like such valuable bombs about business and your journey. And I wanted to continue that conversation because you have changed a lot.
Oh,
in a positive way. Honestly, like, because we went for dinner the other night. So just a little subtitle. When last time we spoke, we obviously went through your kind of first year in business and talked about all the incredible success that you'd had. And I haven't seen you since then. And that was
maybe a year ago.
Yeah. And when we went for dinner the other night, I hosted a little podcast tour dinner. I was just blown away. Like, really, I was. I was like, your energy, your confidence, like, you've always been a very confident person.
Yeah.
But there's been a big shift. So I'm excited to tuck in. But what's been happening? What's been happening in the business? Where are you at right now?
So much. Oh my gosh. And that means so much to me. And I was saying to my fiance when I got home, like, loved the dinner. He was like, how was it? Tell me all the details.
Tell me the goss.
Yeah. And I think we did have like a catch up maybe a year ago, and we went out for breakfast and we did the podcast. But I think it might have even been a year before that was when I went to the dinner with you and Ruby.
Yes.
I remember you did the day webinar.
Before you joined.
But I was still in my job.
SBA.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so expensive. This is what I want to do. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And a couple of months later, I quit my job and obviously did SBA and then have built this like incredible business.
An empire, an actual
within
empire.
Within the skin industry. Yeah. And then on dinner on Friday night, and I went home and I said to Cam, it felt like these were my friends. This is where I'm at now. And, you know, the conversations I was having with you, with Ruby, with Rachel, it just flowed so naturally.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that came across because I felt very comfortable being in this room. Whereas once upon a time, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the be all and end all. This is like the expanse of this is the goal now. It was a complete different switch to be like, this is where I belong, bitches.
I love it. I love it. And I can't believe, it probably was around this time that we like had that dinner
2 years ago. Insane, insane. And you have just achieved so much incredible stuff since then. Can we first maybe revisit that? One of the things that we spoke about on that first conversation was you had mentioned one of the big things that you feel like contributed to your success was how well you knew your customers getting in the minds of your customers. I think that might be a really good place to start because one thing I've noticed is your content is just so freaking on point. Mm. Like, talk about maybe some of the things that you do to get in the mind of your customers. Like how, I know that's a big part of why you perceive your success to be, you know, so incredible, but what advice can you give to people from that?
Honestly, it's the best thing. And I was even speaking about it in a mastermind that I'm in this morning. They were like, how do I create a lead magnet? What does it need to be about? And I was like, you need to know who your audience is through and through. For me, this has been like a two-prong approach. One, I just love connecting with my community. Yeah. And I have a Facebook group where I have nearly 4,000 people in there within the beauty industry. And the conversations that I generate in there every single day, like I'll do little posts, but they generate conversations so then I know exactly what my target audience are thinking, what they're desiring, what their pain points are, what they're struggling with.
Right.
That is so important because when you're creating content, if people are like, that's me, or if they can relate to you, then you're going to help build that know, like, and trust a lot quicker.
Yep.
And so many people over the years have said to me, it feels like I wrote that myself, or it feels like you're in my head. And I'm like, that was obviously on purpose.
Yeah.
But also too, when you're having social media, I think for so long, and probably not as much anymore, but correct me, what are your thoughts on this? I just see so many people try and be this unattainable expert.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Like, you're not anybody, like, you are, everybody's magnificent, but connect with your audience. You're just human. Like, chat to people. The amount of people who, when I respond to their messages, they're like, oh my God, thank you so much for replying. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I'm a human. I'm not just going to leave you on read. I'm not some, like, massive high-level celebrity. And I'm like, I'm too busy for you. Like,
yeah.
Connect with people. Yeah. We are in a people business.
Yeah.
And especially with whatever thing that we do as coaches, as mentors, as course creators, it's about changing behavior.
Yeah.
And you can only do that if you can really deeply connect with your audience.
Yeah.
And inspire them, but also show them, I've been where you've been before, but now look at where I am now. And I think that's a huge part of creating content.
Well, it's a big thing that I talk about a lot. Like, I'm sure you've heard me talk about with the whole relatability and aspiration and the balance between that. And I just think you do it so well because there is such an essence. I really love that you said, like, you don't have to put yourself on a pedestal and just be this, like, you know, leader, guru, expert. I mean, we do see that a lot in the industry where people have put themselves in, like, these are my boundaries, my bubble. Yeah. And it works for a certain degree. I don't know how long it will work for because it does seem like a trendy marketing strategy. However, I just think that, like, for long-term sustainability, it's like the Taylor Swift effect. I don't know. Are you a Swiftie?
I'm not a Swiftie. I know Ruby Lee is a Swiftie. No hate to her. Look, I'm a Lana Del Rey fan. Their collab was great, but that's as far as I take it.
The Snow on the Beach one? Yes. I just heard that song the other day.
Too.
Honestly, I have only just recently got into Lana Del Rey. She's very, like, in my new, like, rich old lady moody vibes. But I think that accessibility, like that feeling as though your community is a part of the journey, it's like they're like a silent investor. That's one thing I see with your community as well. Like, it seems that you really involve them in the journey. They've got a big part of, like, your success, and it feels like there's just something there. And I love that you gave that really tangible piece of advice of, like, putting everyone into a group and having conversations. Does that ever get overwhelming? Like, how do you manage that with so many people? Or
I love community. Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, what you just said, it's about involving them in the whole process from start to finish. And like I've done with you for years, you know, I've always slid into your DMs and, like, chatted to you. And I even said to you at one point, I want to be the Erin May Henry of the skin world. Yeah. But I have people doing that to me now.
Yeah.
And that is so awesome that they feel so connected to me.
Yeah.
To the point with even with my facial bar that's opening.
Yes.
People are driving past and pulling up and taking photos being like, we're stalking your space. I got the keys a week ago. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're like, we're so excited for you. We just wanted to check out where it is. Like, it's a really engaged community. And when people say to me, I'm struggling with engagement, I look at their content and they're talking at their clients, not with their community. And there's a huge, like, disparity there. Don't talk at your clients, talk with your community.
Can you give an example of that? Because that's freaking powerful. Mm. Like, freaking powerful. I want you to say that again. Like, don't talk at, and even now more than ever, the just purely value-based content, it's not working. Because anyone can give four top tips on how to do X, Y, Z.
ChatGPT.
Yeah, yeah. How, like, what would it look like talking at your community versus talking with your community?
I mean, this is coming from the beauty industry, which is what I know very well, but people will say, microderm abrasion special, X, Y, Z. Book in, get a head massage, a steam, facial massage, $89, click the link in the bio to book. What does that mean?
Nothing.
I mean, I'm sure you've had one and you're probably like, cool, what is it?
Yeah.
Whereas if you
I don't even think my brain would see that content, to be honest.
That's right. And that's because it's talking at somebody, not talking with somebody. Whereas if you're talking to somebody's pain and pleasure points to say, you know, this is how we took this client from dry, flaky, textured skin to glowing, healthy, hydrated skin and showed the treatment, comment below what questions you have. It's more involving the community and more talking with your community.
Yeah.
And that's pseudo selling at the end of the day too.
Yeah.
That's important.
I love that. And honestly, I just think it's so good for long-term brand development because from, again, like my branding eye, what you just said about how people are already driving past your new business, taking photos, like that is the parasocial relationship. That is, even though you can't be connected individually to each person who is following you, they feel that connection with you, which then can be translated into different businesses. Because what unfortunately happens for a lot of people that are just very niche based, it's like you talk at your community, as you said, and you only talk about one thing. When you try to pivot into something else, nobody cares.
That's right.
Nobody cares.
But why should anybody care about anything you've got to say?
Yeah.
It comes back to them seeing you, or seeing them, sorry, in you, and then taking them on the journey to show them what's possible. And that's with anything. I mean, that's what I've had with you. That's what I've had with Ruby Lee. That's what I've had with other people that I've looked up to on the internet. It's been like, oh my gosh, they lived in a tiny hut in Hawaii and were a minimalist. Like, I tried the whole minimalist thing for a little bit, but now look at me showing up in my Louis Vuitton sunny. I mean, it's taking people on the journey to be like, this is what's possible.
So it's all about the storytelling then, would you say as well?
Definitely. I think, well, it comes down at the end of the day, relatability.
Yeah. How do you bring more like storytelling of that like transformational journey into your content?
Yes. So I have really been playing with this recently and, you know, with me with money mindset. And I know for you, you're a big believer in the less you work and the more you play, the more money you generate in your business.
Mm-hmm.
That's never really rung true for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when people say that, I'm like, I just don't relate. Like, it's just not for me. And it's because deep down, I just don't believe that. But I know, and this is like same, same, but different. When I show up as my highest self and I'm posting that sort of content, I get more inquiries. I get more one-on-ones. I get more purchases. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I've really had to sit with what does my higher self look like? And really show up as that. And we're about to go through that again with the new pivot in the business and be like, okay, well, in 6 months from now, what do I actually want to be doing with my time every day? What does my day-to-day life look like? And I think that's really important. And then we're actually going to be intentional with creating content around that.
Yeah.
Because yes, Instagram is still a highlight reel, but being able to show that, then people will be like, that's what I want. And that's the transformation that I'm wanting to achieve. But I think with this, like you said, it's storytelling and it's a transformation. There has to be a really nice blend between I'm just doing it for content or I'm actually living it.
Yeah.
Because I think so many people think, okay, once I start hitting the $20,000 months or the $30,000 months or the six-figure months, all of a sudden my life's going to look differently.
Yeah.
And that it's not. You have to intentionally take that action and create that space and make that your life. And there's a lot of things that I do that are my higher self, but I still don't show on social media.
Yeah.
I think that's why I need to go and intentionally show the transformation because it's when you don't show up as your higher self, why would anybody want to buy the transformation from you?
100%. And I think honestly, like, I know everyone's got their different, like mine is more like the more fun I'm having. Mm. Yours is like when I'm showing up as my higher self, and everyone's going to have these like different little iterations. I really love that you were like honest in saying that it didn't resonate with you, because that just shows that the goal at the end of the day is to be magnetic.
Yeah.
And however that translates for you, when people get that like attraction, like it really is an attraction. We're attracted to luxury. We're attracted to fun and adventure. We're all attracted to different things.
Yeah.
And so what we're trying to do is bring out our most attractive self, really. And that will look different. Maybe yours is in that next level self. Mine is when I'm having fun.
Yeah.
But I have a question on that then, because I love the whole concept of like stepping into your next level self and acting as if. But one objection that I hear a lot of people talking about is, how do you do that and then not feel like a phony?
Yeah. But this is it. It's not coming down to just doing it for social media.
Yeah.
When I worked with my last mentor, she was like, what does your most successful self look like? Okay. You're 6 months down the track after we've worked together. What does your life look like? And I was like, okay, I have a cleaner. I live in a better place. I dress nicer. And she really challenged me to be like, what's stopping you from doing that now?
Mm.
And I was like, oh, what do you mean? Like, I don't think I can do that now. She's like, so what? All of a sudden you're going to earn this money and you're going to be like, here's the permission slip for me to start doing that. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Can I swear on this?
Yeah. Have you met me? I'm incapable of not swearing.
Bleep that one out for socials. But my mind was blown and I was like, oh my gosh, this is pretty much the epitome of what a quantum leap is. Not that I'm full into quantum leap, but I was like, this makes sense. So yes, you can show up as your higher self, but it's living it authentically. Like tomorrow afternoon, Cam and I are going to the spa for the afternoon and going and getting massages. Probably won't document that, but that is what my higher self wants to do. Yeah. And that's what I'm actually going to do.
Yeah. And I really like that you said the permission slip piece, because that's it. Like, I feel like so many people are... a lot of their dream life is actually more accessible than they realize.
Oh,
maybe not the business class flights at this stage. Maybe not the, like, you know... luxury spa experience in the Maldives, dressing differently or living in a different environment or having more up-leveled conversations or just taking action on your dreams.
Going and working at a cafe
on
a Tuesday or a Wednesday, whenever it is. It's just actually being clear on what it is and taking that aligned action. And you're right. Like, for me to decide, okay, I'm actually going to dress nicer and show up in my brand, that wasn't like, okay, once I hit 20 grand months, then I'm going to go and buy a new wardrobe and I'm going to start showing up a certain way. It was like, hold on, why am I not putting more effort into my appearance?
Yeah. And I think that, like, when I mentioned before that you are, like, radiating a new sense of energy and confidence, like... that just shows that it's probably not even about the spa or like these different things that you're doing, but like the little things, like the dressing differently. Because even as you walked in, I was like, you look taller. You look like you're taking up more space. I know you had some nice shoes on, but do you know what I mean? Like, you just, there was like an auric field around you. I'm not super spiritual in that way. I couldn't see. I wasn't like, ooh, she's got purple around her, but pink. But no, you really did. It seemed like you were like taking up more space energetically. And so it just shows that like there's been a shift in your self-perception. There's been a shift in the way that you feel about yourself, which is obviously then... showing up in the way that you're carrying yourself, then showing up in the results that you get.
Well, I think too, now that I've been in business for, it'll be 2 years this July, I know that I can generate money.
Yeah.
And I've really come to peace with myself that when I do show up as my higher self, I do generate money.
Yeah.
And for a long time, and I know you wanted to touch on this, but money mindset has been a huge journey for me this whole time of being an entrepreneur. And I heard something the other day and I was like, this is it. For a long time, I really had this limiting belief. And I think it was brought on by one of the episodes that you were talking about. And I was like, wait, do I have a limiting belief? That I had to work hard to make money.
Mm.
And I think because a lot of my target audience, they're in the beauty industry, they're still working, they're still servicing clients. And I felt really guilty for having an online business and making money so easily. Nobody sees what goes on behind the scenes. You know, creating landing pages and email sequences and testing funnels, even creating content, it's all a full-time job. Like, we don't stop as much as we are like, okay, we do get to chill more and create more of a freedom-based lifestyle and take control of our own diaries.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there is a lot of work that goes in behind it. And I heard something that then completely changed my mindset. And it's that when women are compensated financially, no matter how much money they want, whether what 10 grand a month or whatever it is, they're able to fill up their cup. And when you're able to do that, you know, you can get the blow dries, you can get your nails done, you can get your lashes done, you can dress the way that you want, you can look after yourself first so that you have overflow to give to others.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I feeling guilty?
So is
I'm
guilt
give back to my audience and my community by being well compensated?
Yeah. Do you think guilt was something that you were experiencing a lot? Because I know that's something that I have for sure struggled with, guilt around being rich, like not even having, it's weird because mine is less about having a lot of money and more about being rich. And I know they seem like the same thing, but it's like interacting in like social circles and like being a wealthy woman. And that's so systemic, you know what I mean? Like, women should be small and quiet and dainty and polite and helpful.
We should all struggle.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the motto. but like, was guilt something that you experienced a lot on this journey, and how did you overcome it?
Massively, still to this point. And it's because a lot of women in the beauty industry are like, I'm going through, like, the recession's really doing my business tough. But, you know, since hearing this advice, like, when women are well compensated, we're able to help others.
Yeah.
I'm great at digital marketing. I've got an email list of 12,000. I've got a Facebook community of 4,000. I've got a good Instagram following. I've got a good community around me that I've really learned how to build up myself. And not only are they an engaged community, but they like to purchase from me because I help them.
Yeah.
And I don't think many women have that mindset. And I'm like, well, I can help you with marketing. And I say in openly in these forums, well, what are you doing to market yourself? And they're like, oh, nothing really. I'm like, well, it's not the recession. It's your marketing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think through these interactions, not only have I been such a disruptor and got kicked out from a few groups, whatever it is, what it is, but I've also realized that whatever you're saying is becoming true.
Yeah.
If people do want to play the martyr, like you just said, and be like, oh, it's just a quiet time. Oh, it's a recession. Oh, it's going to become true.
Yeah.
So I was like, do you know what? Like, I started from the bottom. I started as a skin therapist earning $25 an hour. I would work Monday to Friday. On the weekends when I didn't work, I'd be watching you on YouTube being like, how do I achieve this life? And look at what I've created.
Yeah.
So everybody has the power. We've got so many resources now. I'm like, no, I deserve to be well compensated for everything that I've learned and all the experience that I've gained to be able to help somebody else. So now it's less about feeling guilty and now reminding myself that I do good things with money. And when I'm well compensated and I've got overflow, I'll help my family, friends and people around me. That's been a huge thing for me to come back to time and time again, especially now I'm in the middle of a launch and I'm like, oh, but I'm like, no, because I do good things with money.
You know what, my friend? I think it's about damn time that you took your business and the impact that you desire to have to the next level. You know, I can see inside your soul and I know that you came to do big things, don't you think? Well, if so, then you need to check out our free Visible Masterclass. This class is all about learning how to create scroll-stopping content that gets noticed and how to build massive engagement and trust with your community. Trust is such a big one. Because let's face it, you know, being visible isn't just about being popular. That just doesn't cut it anymore. It's about serving and growing and building a community of true fans that not only engage with you and want to buy from you, but also want to spread the word. They want to be a part of the mission that you are here to share with the world. So if you're ready to become the person that your audience is obsessed with searching for, so that you can start not only living out your purpose, but building that freedom lifestyle that you're dreaming of, then you need to sign up for the Visible Masterclass today. Trust us, you will not regret this one. It is freaking epic. I mean, listen to this testimonial that one of our students shared with us. They said, thank you so much for this masterclass. Wow, it has so much value. And honestly, I've been in a lot of coaching programs and paid over $15,000 for strategies that simply don't work. And your masterclass by itself blew my mind. You are incredible and I cannot wait to be permanently in this community. If you want to sign up for the free Visible Masterclass, then use the link in the show notes. Like I said, it is absolutely free and you will not regret it. All right, let's get back to today's episode.
I think that's such a powerful reminder as well. I mean, there's two reminders in what you said here, me to just bring nerdiness into it for a second, as I always do. First of all is the economic productivity. It is just the way that the world works. The greater the unit of the outcome of our output, so when we put out into the world, the greater impact that has, the more financially we are compensated. This is unfortunately, why actors are paid a lot more than school teachers. You know what I mean? The greater the unit of the impact, and that is unit in terms of measure or, you know, how highly someone is impacted by it. But then also the value of how you see yourself, like the value of how the value that you put on the work that you're doing, the impact that you're having, the reach that you have, like all of these things, like why the fuck not?
That's exactly right. That's what I've come down to. I'm like, why not? Like it's changed my life. I know it can change somebody else's life.
Yeah.
Spend the $3,000. It's a small investment.
Yeah. There's a book. I don't know if you've read it or not. So We Should All Be Millionaires.
Ooh.
It's a really good book. It goes through it'll make you angry and then it'll make you fucking motivated.
Oh.
But it's very in line with this whole conversation about women should be rich. Like shit that we have to put up with basically living on this planet. Like, if
the mental
anything,
load from our partners.
We both look at the responsibility.
Yes.
No, but there's some really, really interesting statistics in there about like how sort of still, you know, not equal it is in many 100%. Cases. Just even like the emotional load of being in a relationship is quite often put on a woman, even if she's the primary breadwinner. All of this kind of stuff. But I think that's one big thing is women seeing their value more. How, like, on the conversation of money mindset, because I know this is something that you're really like pivoting into as well. Congratulations, bringing that in, expanding out your content, which I'd love to talk about the pivot as well. But like, what do you think of the biggest, like that being one of them, are there any other big kind of shifts that you've made? Because you've had incredible financial success, like incredible financial Thank success. You. But you've taken a shit ton of action and done some incredible things as well.
Yeah.
But like knowing that action's important, knowing that mindset's important, what are some of the bigger money mindset things that have helped you take more action?
Yes. Oh gosh. This could open like Pandora's box here because I've done abundance hypnotherapy and I'm actually about to start a whole nother round this Wednesday, which I'm like
learning how to do it yourself.
No,
or having
actually
it done on
experiencing
you?
It, yeah, which right. I'm low-key sick in the stomach about because really? It's so traumatic to like uncover these limiting beliefs, but also where it stems from.
Yeah.
You got to be so honest. And when I went through this process myself, I realized it was coming more from mum's side. And I don't think mum listens to the podcast, so I can be open here.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy how somebody's money story from your grandma or your mom or your dad can really impact you. Mm-hmm. Even to the point where recently I had my mum and my sister over for dinner. We had a couple of wines and things turned a little bit not nice between my mum and I. And I've spoken about this on my podcast. And she said, "You're all about money, aren't you?" And I thought, okay, well, it was fine when I paid for your facial the other day. It was fine when I paid for dinner the other day. It's fine for me now. And that's really hard when you're an entrepreneur because you're like, well, is that what I'm projecting out to the universe, that I'm just all about money? And it's not about being superficial, as we just said. It's about being well compensated so mm-hmm. you can do amazing things in your life. But I think a big chunk of the work that I've done has been to really, really set down my boundaries with my family.
Yeah.
And energetically, as a business owner, you need to be aware of that. And that comes with the conversations that you're having with friends. I know we touched on that beforehand. It's really all affects you. And you've really got to be hyper aware of, you know, what you're actually opting into, whether it is from family, friends, your other business owners that you're associating with, even clients, when they're projecting their own insecurities and limiting beliefs on you. It's fucking tough, man.
Yeah.
And being aware of that and being like, hold on, that's not what I believe. That's not my stuff. I'm just going to cut that off there and just switch off. And I was upset initially with mum, and then I was like, it's just her projecting on me.
Yeah.
I'm okay to be the person who leads generational wealth into the family and be like, I was the first millionaire.
I love it. But okay, this is really interesting because I think there's so much rhetoric out there that's like our mind is basically shaped from the ages of 0 to 7, and we know that is, but you're saying here that like even the conversations that we're having today with our peers, with our friends, with our partners, with our family can actually be impacting on the beliefs that we have around money. And
Definitely.
So you're kind of like, I'm thinking of like Fort Knox around your own energetic kind of experience when it comes to money. Like, how do you set those boundaries?
I think it's taken a lot of work through abundance hypnotherapy, journaling, and also just being aware. And then I'm like, I really just say, I disconnect. This is not mine. I cut back, I call back my energy. These are like the practical tools that I actually do. And it's so funny because 2 weeks ago I went to a self-love lounge circle and it was the most cleansing thing ever. I didn't really know what I was going in
for. That sounds so cool.
Oh, next level. I was just supporting a client that I had on a podcast and she was like, you should come. I was like, yeah, sounds good. It was a cosmic channeling. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. Oh, so next level. I'll let you to Google that.
Cosmic channeling.
Cosmic channeling.
Write that down.
Somebody calls in their spirit team through them and they speak through them. It was. I was like, oh shoot.
Like Abraham.
A little bit. It was a bit like a seance though.
Oh.
I was like, am I in the right place? I'm like, isn't it full moon? Like, should we be doing this? Okay.
Is this safe?
And then we did a Reiki and then we also did a card pull and did a meditation and a journal and we shared it with the circle. But what came out in my card pull was that I need to still, I got the spider and I don't know if you've ever got that in a card pull. Basically means protect your boundaries, or it was like protect yourself or keep your guard up. And I was like, what do you mean? I thought I'm here to be open and expand, but it was protect your energy. And I was like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. And then the next one was call back your energy at the end of every day. So yeah. Now that's actually something that I do because, you know, if you're like me, we talk to a lot of people. We love being involved with our community. We deal with a lot of people's energies, even if we don't realize it, like driving on the road.
Yeah.
I get very sensitive if somebody's flipping me the bird. I'm like, oh my God, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
And being able to call back your energy at the end of the day, because I know that if I am not in the right energy, and we all experience this as women. We've got periods, we've got cycles, we've got emotions. Some days are better than worse, but it is going to limit creativity, and whatever we put out to the world, that's basically what we're selling. Yeah. So I guess one of the practical bits of advice is call back your energy. Actually physically say, I'm calling back my energy. That's been a huge thing.
So bringing it back into yourself, so you've got that sense of self, you've got that inner connection at the end of every single day, and then you're almost starting the next day with like a fresh, again, inner connection rather than it being dispersed out into the world.
And also little things that I do every single day to fill my cup. Like I have my iced coffee at home. I take the dogs for my hot girl walk. I dance. I skateboard. I do all these things that I'm probably not showing on social media as much. But it's all to call back my energy and fill up my cup because I can't pour from an empty cup. I can't deal with a huge community if I've got an empty cup. It just doesn't make sense.
This seems like a random question, but I don't know. I'm just like downloading it to come up right now. But how do you come up with like content ideas? I don't know. It seems linked in that conversation because again, like I think it's so easy to look for content outside of ourselves, you know, whether that be content that we are going to create on our platforms or within our programs or the way that we sell. Like I'd like to know, because it sounds really like you have this incredible connection to yourself and it seems like where a lot of your magic is coming from.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know if like that's a big contributor to the way that you're then ideating.
Oh, totally. I think when I'm creating higher self content, I love to sit down and brain dump. Okay, 3 months from now or 5 months from now, what do I want my life to look like? That's as simple as the process. I literally go to the post office and I buy a $2 children's scrapbook. It's got like, I wondered if I had it in my bag, but I don't. It's got octopus on the front. And I brain dump, what does my higher self look like? Because I know that my audience are quite similar to me.
Yeah.
So that helps me with that. But I'm such a generator. And I think we're having this conversation about human design on Friday night. When it comes to like any carousels or any Twittergrams, I love to call them, this is what I get from conversations with people. And I'm such a responder. I get so many ideas. Even in the mastermind I was in this morning, she's like, I don't understand the point of a lead magnet. I was like, content ideas.
Yeah. So you're just creating through like those sparks of inspiration.
Yeah, being open to it though too. And I think this is what I said before. So many people just think social media needs to be one side. That's who you're trying to connect with. Talk to them.
It sounds really full circle to where we started in that conversation, because then it's like you're actively putting yourself in situations, whether it be with your community, your peers, mentors, because I know that you've had like a lot of mentorship experiences, and putting yourself in these situations are where a lot of that ideation is coming from, having the conversation, like just being involved.
The creativity and what all comes down to filling your cup. In saying that though, I also am aware that I'm not going to gain value from every like situation. I was going to go to an event on Sunday and I was like, I don't know, this is just going to drain me too much. And I chose to stay home all day yesterday. And what did I do instead? I think I just like watched TikTok for half the day. Filled up my cup.
Yeah. I love that. So you're going into a bit of a pivot, as I mentioned before. This is really exciting and scary. I mean, we both are pivoting so at the moment. So talk a little bit about that. So, I mean, maybe even just give some context. So for the last few years, you have really been like one of the primary mentors in the skin industry, helping beauty therapists and those with skin businesses. I can't say that word, so that's why I had to say it like that. I'm glad you said
Estheticians.
And helping them with their businesses. Yeah. And then you've had profound experiences with the money mindset side of things and wanting to bring that in a little bit more. So talk about that transition and what that's going to look like.
I mean, it's like such a sore point still, because a lot of people in the industry, it's weird, they didn't really understand money mindset.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean? And I had people saying like, stick to your own lane. Like a lot of people in my community actually being quite unkind. I say a lot. We had to remove 14 people from the group who were like, I liked you better when you were skin queen, and I liked you better when you spoke more about skin. And I thought, are you just trying to keep me small?
Yeah.
I don't know where that was coming from, but a lot of women in the business, in the beauty industry, were still sliding into my DMs and saying, I just don't know how to manage my money in my business. I don't know how to pay my taxes. I haven't paid myself in the 8 years I've worked for my business.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? They're like, where do I even start with this? So lots of people were sliding into my DMs. But I think because over the past 2 years, people have seen me grow this online business, they're like, how did you do it? And yes, there's money mindset involved, but there's also digital marketing involved, and there's also how to actually build an online course.
Yeah,
that's because Skin Queen Society, my main online course, I've generated over $400,000 just with that one program.
Insane.
When I added up the numbers, you know, from all my different sales offers in Kajabi, I was like, nah. And added it all up again, I was like, whoa.
I love that.
So cool. And now my inbox is filled with people being like, do you do mentoring? Do you do coaching? I really want to work with you. And I'm like, I just don't have the capacity because I'm also starting a bricks and mortar business.
Yeah.
So I'm slowly pivoting to more help people with creating an online course. I've got a whole program now called Digital Product Academy, and then Digital Marketing Machine. And when I launched that first last year, I had naturopaths, I had manifestation coaches, I had nutritionists, I had my abundance hypnotherapist, I had a hairdresser, I had like the wider health and wellness community.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm finally branching out from just being the professional beauty industry skin queen, which feels so right. And I'm so excited to be helping so many more people because I felt like a niche really served me, but I felt like I also cornered myself in where I was like, I'm only, even with my name.
Yeah.
And I've like trademarked it. I feel like it's such a part of my identity. I do feel like it's the Oprah that I step into.
Yeah.
And people are like, are you still going to be skin queen? I was like, oh my gosh, like, yes. I want to get rid of it. Like, that's who I am. I brought you skincare today. It's like so embedded with who I am. And if somebody's like, my skin's dry, I'm still going to chirp in and tell you what moisturizer to use.
I love that. But it's so powerful as well because I know so many people, like myself included, that it is really scary to make a big pivot. But just as I was describing to you before, a little analogy that Tegan had given me, you know, you can get to the point in business where you may be like, okay, I'm going to get the sports references wrong. But you might be like the quarterback, like you're like the small town hero and you've done incredible, incredible things. But the heart's always going to yearn for something just more. Like some people are satisfied with that, like always being that. And then maybe they go from the quarterback to the coach, to, you know what I mean? And they're fine with that and that's okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. But then for so many people, there is always going to be this yearning for an expansion. I actually personally believe that you will burn out more not following that calling. You know, if you just try to stay and continue and to push and to just like get bigger and scale in one direction, if your heart is calling you in a different direction, like that's the point of burnout.
Maybe it's
a little more work or maybe it's a little new territory that you have to explore over here. And then you go into the NFL and you're like, you're starting from the bottom.
Bottom
of the food chain again. And it's really scary. And like you can take an income dip. You can get an engagement dip. Like that's one of the big things that I know in each little movement that I've pivoted through in business. Like the engagement dip is like, yes, it does. But it does happen because there's going to be a big portion of people who are like, I liked you for who you were. When you were our little small town hero, but now you're in the big leagues. Now you're going for something bigger and maybe no one knows you over here. And it's scary to like be like, I was everything and now I feel like nothing, but that's not true. You're just operating in a new environment and now you've got room to grow. That's you're in a bigger tank, you know?
Oh my gosh, that's so good. That's such a good reminder to self though, because it's all ego at the end of the day.
It really is.
And you saying that, I'm like, oh my God, have I done the right thing? But I like love moving, growing. I love doing new things. And I think that's why I got so bored in a job.
Yeah.
I felt like I'd reached my peak and I was nailing my job and they were giving me the promotions, the bonuses. And I was like, now what?
Yeah.
That's why I love business. I mean, you said it yourself. You've changed so much since I've known you. That's what I love. Like I even said this to my fiance. He's been working for me for 6 months now. And he's so funny because he's like, I just need to find my routine. I'm like, babe, it's been 6 months. Find the fucking routine.
We're looking at Tegan behind the camera here. We actually have no routine though, to be honest, because we've been traveling so much and changed the entire business. So,
but I'm like, well, this is, he's like, really? And I was like, yeah, see, business is like the development that you never knew that you needed. Mm-hmm. And when I think about myself when I was in a job, I was so complacent being the same person year after year after year. And now I've moved and changed and developed so much in such a short period of time. I've been the beginner, then I've built this well-known brand. I've spoken at events. I've collaborated with nearly every person in the industry. And now I am going to like the bottom, being like the expert of course creation in health and wellness, which is great. But also too, going into like the facial bar as well. That's not ever something that I ever really knew I wanted. Everybody was like, why don't you start your own clinic? And I was like, nah, couldn't be bothered. Now I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. It's going to be the best thing ever, because yeah. I've just grown and changed. And people were like, how long did you want to do that? And I was like, since January.
Yeah. A question for you then, because I ask this to so many people and with so many different backgrounds and perspectives. The topic of intuition, like, is intuition something that you bring into business a lot? Like, question that I've honestly, I think it's like my life's question is, how do you know personally for yourself when it comes to anything in business, a business decision, whether something is influence or intuition?
Yeah, I think you need both.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking about it, and you might be in agreement with me. You don't actually learn, like, the way I operate my business now, I haven't learned that just from you, or I haven't learned that just from another coach or another mentor or another course.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm a carbon copy of you or anything. I've taken everything that I've learned from everybody and found my own way to do it. And then if somebody's like, oh, but this is how I do it, I'm like, okay, that's not right for me.
Yeah.
That's your intuition and being strong enough to be like, I know nobody's doing this, but this feels right and I'm going to do it. And that's what I've begun to do in my online courses. It was so funny because my courses are now a mix of like 5 to 10 minute videos, downloads, resources, my templates, my Trello board, my Airtable, anything else that I'm using. And yesterday I had a student go through it and she was like, hey babe, am I missing something? There was only like 2 videos in here and the rest are all downloads and resources. I was like, that's it. She was like, oh, usually an online course is more. And I was like, I'm not about the hour long videos anymore. I know everybody does it that way. And I know that that's what people kind of teach to do. I said, but when I download a course and there's 46 hours worth of videos, I'm like, oh gosh, I'm overwhelmed. I don't even have kids.
Yeah.
Like, it's too much for me. I've got a TikTok brain. Like, I've got to adapt. And she was like, oh, who taught you how to do that? And I was like, me. I was like, that's not what I like doing. So I'm not going to, it's not how I like to consume information. This is how I'm going to do it. And that comes with intuition.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have got to that unless I didn't have all this other influence from coaches, from mentors, from other people's courses that I've consumed.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of both. Like, you learn how to do it and then you figure out a way that works for you. That's intuition. But I think with other things too, it's like, well, this is the way that I want to do it. And it's just being confident enough to say, like, this is it. And this is what I encourage everybody to do all the time. People are always looking for that magic hat, that magic code, the secret formula. Give me your strategy. I want to do exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's cool, but it might not work for you.
It won't work for you.
That's
most
right.
likely it won't work for you because that is a strategy that's been developed for that person.
Or that person has developed for them.
Yeah.
Like, if I was to try and do everything in business the way that you were doing it, it just wouldn't work for me. As much as I like look up to you and be like, oh my gosh, I want to be like Erin, I would be like, oh, I do not like this.
Yeah.
I would be miserable.
Yeah, for sure.
But I've learned from you
and
I've taken what I have really enjoyed and I've made it my own.
Yeah.
That's what intuition is.
I love that so much, and that's one of the big conversations that I'm having a lot as I make my own pivot into like the branding side of things more. Like, that is the secret to starting an original business. I call it a history making brand. You've created a history making brand, you know what I mean? And now you're just taking that to a different level. But really, at the end of the day, that is the secret key. And if there's one word that I could bring it down to, it's trust.
Oh yeah.
You have to fucking trust yourself
and
learn to trust yourself and learn to trust your ideas.
Totally. I love that you said original content, because I notice that on social media all the time. Who are the people that stand out? The people who are doing it originally. And you even said to me on Friday night, I love the little videos that you and Cam did.
Yeah.
He, oh gosh, I'm going to have to share with this episode with him, because he's like, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm like, but nobody else is doing it. We're being original.
They're so funny though. They really are funny.
Yeah. And it's because nobody else is really doing it, but it's something that's always happening.
Yeah.
So I think when people say, you know, look at Celeste Barber or Inspired Unemployed, all of these big people who've just grown from being original.
Mm-hmm.
It's because not everybody else is doing it. Yes, trends are cool. Yes, there are ways that you should be doing content, but be original and know that, it's going to work for you.
You truly, truly are like carving your own way in entrepreneurship. And it's so freaking fun to watch, honestly. I adore these conversations that we've had. And you are just so smiley and bright. And I love it. Honestly, Kelly has incredible things coming up. Tell us all about it. So you've got, just you do it. You do the spiel.
I'll do the little spiel, the drum roll. So I'm launched Digital Product Academy as of today. So that's going to teach people how to create a digital product, whether it be an ebook, a course, a group coaching program, whatever it is.
Love it.
But it's not 46 hours worth of videos, as I said. It's literally my 5-step process.
Yeah,
and I followed this 5-step process to make this online course.
Yeah, I love.
To the point, just, you know, to like, it's actually going to get you results. And then I've relaunched Digital Marketing Machine. That's my love, because so many people say, oh, I don't get any traction on Instagram. Babes, there's more than Instagram out there. Get a podcast.
Ding, ding. I need a bell. I need a gong. I need something.
And people are like, oh, I don't really like Instagram. Do I need to create a Facebook group?
Yeah.
Go on YouTube. Go on TikTok. There are so many platforms that you can use now. Do you ever email your database, or just when you're trying to sell them something?
Yeah.
Like, you utilize these other platforms. And I love looking at marketing quite holistically. I was actually saying to somebody this morning, this is how I've been able to grow a community, because I might bring them in through my Instagram or my lead magnet or my podcast, but then I'm like, hey, join my Facebook group, listen to me on Instagram, like go to all the places and really build this nice spin wheel where I'm sucking them in. That's it. Yeah. So this is what I'm really passionate about, not only helping women in the beauty industry with, but anybody who's struggling with it, because I've been able to do it so well. And then I'm opening a facial clinic, but it's not your traditional skin clinic. And the reason being is I just want to go and have a bougie-ass experience. Yeah. And I just struggle to find that. I feel like I'm such a hoe when it comes to getting skin treatments. I'm like, oh, maybe that's the clinic. Maybe that's the clinic. And I go and try them all out. And if you are one of my people that I've gone and visited listening to this, apologies. But I'm like, where's the sparkling order? Where's the experience? Yeah. Like, where's the whole deluxe?
It's the little things, isn't it?
So this clinic is like going to be, this client experience is so beyond bougie. And I was like to Ruby Lee, what do you reckon? Because she's bougie queen. She lives close by. And I'm like, I need to know. She's like, do you know what would make this? You pick me up in a branded car. And I'm like, okay, give me 6 months.
that's version 2.0.
I know, but I'm like, that's the bouginess. She's like, imagine like you're staying at the Langham Hotel and like a car comes and picks you up and it's all like white leather inside. And she's like, then you have to think. And I'm like, yes. But I'm going to the point with, like, I'm such an iced coffee queen.
Yeah.
So I even want to have it that after you have a treatment, you're given a beverage menu and you can choose your iced coffee with hazelnut, vanilla, caramel syrup, and it comes in a little
Gold
Starbucks
flakes.
Cup. Yeah, and you sit at the back couch, and I've got a couch like this, a bit more Kim Kardashian look, and you sit down, you drink your iced coffee and you Instagram the shit out of it. And it's just a place that I want to go and have an experience, more or less.
Well, it just, it's again, that originality piece. We had Gabriella on the podcast and she was talking about like, create, what did she say the other night? Create the thing that you want.
That's it. When she said that, I was like, okay, I'm on to a winner here. Thank goodness.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. This was so much fun. I want you on for episode 3 with you, talking all about how you designed the incredible, incredible skin clinic and made it the most bougiest thing in the entire world. And
thank you so much for having me. It's like so surreal because, as I said at the beginning, I used to watch you on YouTube years ago being like, how do I do this? And now like you're one of my friends and I get to sit in your podcast with you.
Thank you so much, lovely.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.